With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, South Carolina.
Welcome into Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, it seems like we've been talking about it for months. The 2014 draft is finally in the books.
Patty, it's over. It's done. They have the undrafted free agents also. And what a class for the Houston Texans. They took care of almost every need you thought they had going into the draft. I love what they did defensively. I love how they're trying to build from the inside out. You like the fact that they did get at least one quarterback, and they appear to really like this guy a lot, and they stuck to their board. They weren't going to reach on different position groups. They decided to go for the highest value player at that particular point they were selecting, so they were true to themselves. You have to call it a successful draft right now, but again, you can't really evaluate these things for another 2-3 years.
Well, and it is interesting you say that, because we did talk to Rick Smith before the draft. He said they had their board, they would go by basically how they had it rated, best available. We all thought a quarterback would possibly be going first, at least second. Tom Savage held out till fourth. So you really, truly think they did have a strategy. They stuck with it.
Well, you know, as far as the quarterback goes, I really feel like they didn't want to draft Johnny Manziel. They didn't really want to draft Teddy Bridgewater. They could have drafted any one of those guys. Garoppolo went right before they picked late in the second round. They picked early third. But you get the feeling that if they really wanted Garoppolo, they could have picked him early in the second round, and nobody would have said anything bad about that. They would have said, yeah, Texans need a quarterback. They pick a quarterback right there. A lot of people had Garoppolo with a very high grade going in, but they weren't going to reach, and they liked Savage. He fell right to them late in the fourth round. Big, strong-arm guy. I know John Harris is going to talk more about him a little bit later.
Well, of course, you and I were at the draft party. You were doing radio. You did TV with me as well. And as we're going on the air leading up to the draft, about 10,000-plus people out there, when they would show kind of the draftees, boos for Johnny Manziel, a lot of cheers for Jadeveon Clowney, and, of course, that's who the Houston Texans ended up.
Yeah, that was the biggest shock to me, how happy everybody was with Clowney. I thought there would be maybe a few boos. I mean, J.J. Watt got booed at the draft party, but Clowney doesn't, and Manziel goes to the Browns eventually. But Clowney was the man, and Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien reacted positively afterwards.
Obviously very excited with the selection of Jadeveon and what he can add to our organization and our football team, our community, and our defense. And he's an impact player. We always talk about impact players and adding those types of athletes to our organization, and he certainly fits the bill.
Obviously, we're very excited to welcome JD to our football team here in Houston. You know, there were a couple things to us as a staff that stood out as we got to know JD throughout this process. And number one was obviously his talent, his versatility, the things that he showed on tape at his pro day, and these were things that stood out to us, and we see him as an excellent fit for our football team and our defense. I think most importantly to me, what stood out was in my conversations with Jadeveon were the things that he talked about. He talked about his family. He talked about his teammates, how much he enjoyed being part of a team. He talked about how much he enjoyed winning. They won 33 games, I think, in 3 years at South Carolina with him as a part of that team and a part of that defense. And that says a lot to me about him.
Well, of course, everyone knows what a beast he is on the field, but we have had a chance to meet him. Obviously, Rick Smith and this coaching staff impressed with his character, and that always means a lot to the Houston Texans.
Plus, Patty, he's extremely likable. We don't know him that well yet, but based on what you've seen, you have to like the guy. Seems like a big kid. He's certainly having fun in this world. He knows he's about to work very hard as he begins his professional career, and we were there for the start of it when he got selected last week.
Here's the commissioner with the first overall selection.
With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, South Carolina.
I see tears, man. Explain your emotions.
Man, it's changed my life, man. I've been wanting this dream for forever. It's finally here, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to go out there and work hard for the Texans, man. Do everything I can to help the program.
Growing up, I grew up the hard way. A lot of people said I would never be nothing. I always say I'm going to be something one day. Kept telling myself, I don't care what it is, I'm going to be something great. I'm going to do something great for my family. And now I'm in the NFL, heading to be hopefully a Hall of Famer one day.
Thank you,
guys. Y'all have a good day.
Teaming up with J.J. Watt now it's reality.
It's going to be great, man. It's going to be a great thing for the Houston Texans and for everybody to watch. I think a lot of people going to tune in and see what we're going to do out there on that field.
You know what your schedule is now, what you're doing tonight, tomorrow?
I leave out tomorrow morning at 6:30, flying to Houston, me and some of my family members, and meet the guys down there and get acquainted with the area.
Thank you very much. Nice to my quarterback, Andrew Luck.
Ain't no way, man.
Listen,
all right? I think that's part of the reason why they drafted me. Yo, here we go. I don't think it could have been a greater situation for me. I'm back with the guys I know, and I'm working with one of the best, if not the best, defensive lineman in NFL football, and one of the best linebackers and Christian and a leader. And people just don't know how I really feel right now. We are part of the Houston Texans.
Welcome to Texas, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.
Glad appreciate to have you here.
Thank you, man.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Good job.
Thank you. What's going on, man? Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Welcome to Houston. Welcome to Houston. How was everything? How was the flight?
It was all right. Okay. I sleep most of the time. I'm glad y'all picked me, man. That's my Puma. They gave me so much stuff when I was in New York. Y'all get in first. Come on. Let's fly right here. Hey, how y'all doing?
I know it's going to be a great adventure for me as I begin my journey into the NFL.
It's a very, very big deal for our organization to add a man of his character, a man of his ability.
I'm just ready to get going with these guys right here and let them show me my way through the NFL. This is a dream come true for me.
A special thanks to Jay Scorsese McDevitt for following Jadeveon around. That was really some great stuff.
Hey, Scorsese, that's his nickname, right? Like the Steadicam shot in Goodfellas. Okay, too esoteric a reference. Go on.
All right, we've got to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll visit with John Harris to break down individually the rest of the Houston Texans draft. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now are Houston Texans football analyst John Harris to break down this 2014 draft. First of all, just your overall impressions.
Well, I thought the Texans got bigger, figuratively and literally. I felt like they needed to get bigger, stronger, and tougher. And I think throughout this entire draft, they did that. And I think it just shows the different mindset that Bill O'Brien and his staff are looking for with this team here in 2014 and beyond.
Well, of course, we've talked a lot about Jadeveon Clowney. I think everybody knows what he brings. A few questions maybe as to how he'll be played. But take us through those next three guys, because some excitement on some of them, some, you know, maybe we need a little bit of clarity how they fit into some of these schemes, both offensively and defensively.
Sure. I mean, when Xavier Seofilo was on the board at 33, I was hoping that would be the selection. And I know when the selection took place, Mark Vandermeer was not too happy about it. I was thrilled because they got the best interior lineman in the entire draft. He can play guard and probably will play guard, but he can play tackle, left and right. So he can play all over the offensive line, but he's a road grader. He's a big fella, and he's going to mow people down. And I like that theme of we're going to move you off the football with this offense. And also with a tight end in C.J. Fedorowicz in the third round, a guy that can catch the ball and do different things you want a tight end to do. He looks more like the old-school traditional tight ends, not the Jimmy Grahams and the Jason Morrows, those guys that flex out and run down the field. He's going to block, and he's going to be the best blocker in his draft class. And that's what I love about those two picks in particular. They're going to run the football and run it with some power, and those two guys definitely are going to help them do that this year.
And now what about Nix? Because here's a guy who's kind of like a big plug there. But how does he fit into this 3-4 versus maybe a guy, you know, obviously the Houston Texans definitely looking for that pass rush. Is this a guy that can kind of help with that, or are those two different players there?
It is two different players, but I think he can be those two different players. I think they will ask him to play head up on the nose and really have to defeat the center and play both of those gaps, what we call the A gaps, between the center and the guard on both sides. He's going to have to do that. But the nice thing about Nix is if you want to leave him on the field on third downs, he can push the pocket. And one of the things quarterbacks hate is pressure at their feet. And Nix can push a center and get a center to move back into that quarterback's feet. I think Nix is going to be pretty valuable on third down. Does he play every single third down? Probably not. But you have that opportunity to leave him on the field so that your scheme is not predictable. And I think that's what Romeo Crennel is looking for. I can leave the same guys out on the field and play a number of different schemes. And that scheme versatility, even though he looks like a big, huge Irish chocolate fat guy, he really is going to be versatile in his defense. I thought it was a great pick at 83.
All right, Tom Savage, obviously, quarterback was something the Houston Texans, the fans, everybody wanted to know who the Texans were drafting, and we don't know a lot about this guy per se. Just kind of give us your analysis on him.
Well, I think the first thing that stands out, big arm. I mean, he can make every single throw. Doesn't matter where the throw is taking place on the field, he can make that throw. But the other thing, and you talk to the coaches and the people around him, tough, really tough kid from Pennsylvania, going to be able to withstand the hits. But I think he's going to understand in this offense, he can make every throw Bill wants him to make, and I think that was key for Bill. But the 1,000 days that he spent away from the game were huge because he said earlier he was an entitled kid at Rutgers. He left. He kind of went on his 1,000-day odyssey and journey. When he came back to Pitt, you sensed that it was all about football for him at that point. He was going to work at the game, get better cerebrally on the field, make all the throws. I think they got a nice value pick in the fourth round. And look, if it doesn't pan out, it's a fourth-round pick that didn't pan out. If it does, for the next 3 years, you're paying a quarterback a really nice salary that can help your salary cap a lot.
All right, and of course, the rest of the way, there's six other guys that a lot of names we don't know much about, but possibly some diamonds in the rough down there.
Well, I love the Lonnie Ballantyne pick at Mr. Irrelevant. This guy's 6'3", 220, and he worked out at Pete Bomarito Sports down in Florida, and Pete Bomarito said, this guy's got the best work ethic we've ever seen. And I know that's got to be something that sticks with this staff that, hey, this guy's going to work hard. He's going to come here and set a precedent. I don't care that you're a rookie. If you come down here and set a precedent that you're going to work, it's infectious. And I think that's what Lonnie Ballantyne is going to do. And Jay Prosh at Auburn. This guy at Auburn was fantastic as a fullback. If you watched Auburn's scheme the last couple years, last year in particular, they ran behind 35 the entire time. But when he went to the Senior Bowl, he really showed some of the athleticism, catching the ball out of the backfield, and did a little bit more than just block. But in the end, the Texans got the best interior lineman, Xavier Suofilo. They got the best run-blocking tight end, C.J. Fedorowicz, and they got the best fullback, who is a hammer, and Jay Prosh. I felt like they came out of this draft and filled some needs but changed the mindset at the same time. That was big.
All right, well, we look forward to seeing how it all pans out. Right now, we have to take another timeout on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down one-on-one with Jadeveon Clowney. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Mark Vandermeer back in the seat here once again. And, you know, we saw the piece where Jadeveon flew into Houston. He was such a busy guy. And, of course, he landed here at Reliance Stadium to meet with us and meet with the rest of the media.
Patty, you think about what Jadeveon Clowney went through in his first 24 hours in the National Football League. Interviews with major national media, international media. And, oh, yeah, he got to sit down with Patty Smith.
All right, Jadeveon, just take us through what these last 24 hours have been like for you.
I think it's been great for me. I mean, just it's overwhelming. You know, it's been a great opportunity for me and my family, and just to be a part of the Houston Texans family is something I've been talking about since the draft started. Even talking before the draft, like Houston got the first pick. I said, I hope I become a Houston Texan. Now I'm here, so I'm excited.
You know, whenever I do interviews like this with a first-round pick, those words kind of always come out overwhelming, surreal, kind of the whole experience. If you look at the whole thing from New York, whether it's from being on Jimmy Fallon or being with that group of guys or standing on Radio City Music Hall, hearing your name called first, all of that, kind of what do you think will stand out and that you'll take with you and always remember?
I mean, I remember all of this. You know, you can never get this moment back. It's had to be the greatest moment of my life when I heard my name called the first pick. I didn't know how I was going to react there. First, I told my mom I wasn't going to cry all of a sudden. It hit me like my dream came true. And something you dreamed for when you was a little kid, man. I was like, I'm going to play in the NFL one day. Let's put it on my wall. And then all of a sudden, I'm here now. I get my chance.
What did it mean to you to have your mom with you walking that red carpet and sharing the entire experience with you?
That means a lot. You know, my mom been there for me since day one. I mean, she never let me quit anything I ever started. She always had my back. I mean, my mom works hard, and I told her one day I'm going to take care of you. And just have her there by my side like she always has been. It's the greatest feeling in the world.
So now you are a Houston Texan. Will you tell us about the call? Did you get the call first? Was it, you know, kind of as you're sitting there in that green room and you know you're walking up to meet with Roger Goodell there?
Oh, man. I waited till 3 minutes left on the clock, and I was like, man, my phone ain't wrong. I was checking to see if it was working. But he gave me that call, and, man, I was just excited. Like I said, I didn't know how I was going to really react to it. It just hit me like my dream. I'm first pick in the NFL draft. No one can ever take that away from me. And I'm happy to be a Houston Texan, man. This is great.
So tell us what you bring to the Houston Texans, and specifically the defense.
I'm bringing a great attitude, hard worker, you know, somebody ready to get out to the quarterback, ready to play football, man. I'm a football player, and that's what I'm here to play, do, and be a part of the team. I'm a family guy. It's going to be a great opportunity for me to get to know these guys down here, get to be a part of a new family here.
And your thoughts at playing linebacker?
I feel great about it, you know. I always wanted to play it again. I played in high school a little bit. I played it all the way growing up until I got to, like, the 10th grade. So I'm looking forward to playing again. I think I can play it real good.
You know, we in the media, people dissect that move up and down, and you just, it's like it's no big deal. You're an athlete. That's just what you do, not a big deal.
Yes, man. It's not a big deal to me. Whatever you want me to do, I'm going to go out there and work at it and get good at it. But if I'm not already good at it, I'm working at it to be good at it. So I'm here to work and learn, and sky's the limit for me.
You told us at the press conference that you spoke with J.J. Watt already right off the bat. Talk about what he said to you and how excited you are to be on the same field with him.
He said he's glad I'm Houston Texan. It's a great opportunity for me, and he's here to help me in all phases of the game on and off the field. He's here to show me around, and anything I need, he's just going to be there to support me and leader towards me. He's the leader of the defense, so I'm here to follow him, you know. He's doing the right things. He's leading the right way. So I'm just here to follow along with the team and him.
I've heard you say and do all the right things so far, and I've heard you say some things about just kind of looking at your future already. You haven't even taken a snap in the NFL yet, but I know you have some lofty goals for yourself.
Yes, man. I always set my goals very high, and for myself, you know, I always have goals. And one of the goals is get to the NFL. Next goal is try to win that Rookie of the Year and be a Hall of Famer one day in life, you know. That's one of my goals also. So I'm here to compete, you know. It's all about competing and getting out there. Them guys are depending on me. I'm depending on them guys. So I'm here to work and help my team out.
All right. Well, good luck and welcome to the Houston Texans.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, Mark, this was so similar to Mario Williams, yet I think Jadeveon takes it to another level. Just he seems to be embracing it. His personality is there. And, of course, maybe the dynamics of how he got here a little bit different than what Mario went through, but just a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and, you know, people talk about his position outside linebacker in a 3-4. You know, Mario didn't have that much time in the Wade Phillips 3-4, but he had 5 sacks in 5 games. He was on track for a pretty good season. And let's hope Clowney does as well, at least early on, and builds from that. I thought in this draft, they might have gotten 2, maybe 3 starters in the front 7, and maybe in short order, Patty. This is going to be fun to watch. Clowney's a huge part of the future of this team.
All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun with our Houston Texans draft. Stay with us.
Spell Jadeveon.
You got me there.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Not only did we take some time to figure out whether it was Jadeveon or Jadeveon, then we get all kinds of other crazy names that were a little bit tough to pronounce. But it seems like we got some characters. Lewis Nix, of course, Chicken Time gets tweeted out. We've got some fun guys.
Look, as a play-by-play announcer, I love Chicken Time. He makes a big play. Or just Nix, Nixes the play. I like Tom Savage as a name, too. As a play-by-play guy, you love a 2-syllable quarterback name, preferably 3, but I'll take the 2 for right now. You go down the line here. Andre Hal, open the pod bay door, Hal. That's a 2001 reference. Maybe that's a little esoteric. And there's some other ones as well in this draft. When you go down the list, Alfred Blue, the running back from LSU. Blue Bayou, Linda Ronstadt, anybody? Am I going too early on?
No, I like that you're thinking. It means you're preparing.
I'm not saying I'm going to use any of these, but I'm preparing already just in case. But Drew Doherty was well prepared to hit the streets of Manhattan and ask people how to spell the number one draft pick's name.
Where are you all from?
Scotland.
What part?
The Northeast.
You know a little bit about the NFL?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I'm putting you on the spot here. This is going to be the hardest question you have. Spell Jadeveon.
You got me there. Let me see. J-A-D-E-V-L-A-N. Mm. Nope.
Spell Jadeveon. Jadeveon.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. I can speak English.
Spell Jadeveon.
Oh, jeez. I feel like I'm on Jay Leno.
My chin's not as good.
I have no clue.
I have no idea how to spell.
Starts with a J, Jadeveon.
J-A-D-E-V-I-O-N.
C-H. T-E-D-V-I-A-N.
That's a good guess.
J-E-D-E-V. I-O-N-E?
Spell Jadeveon.
J-E-D-A-V-I-O-N.
Try spelling Jadeveon. This is the last question.
Could you say it again?
Jadeveon.
D-E-V-I-O-N-N-E?
Close, but not close enough. But I appreciate you doing it. Thank you so much.
Well, Drew, having all the fun in New York, but we get to go to New York this year.
Yeah, we do. We're going to play the New York Giants up at the Meadowlands, but that really means we're in New Jersey, so that's not quite the same thing.
Yeah, we'll manage to get there somehow. All right, that's all the time we have for this week's show, but Rookie Camp is next week. We will be sure to be bringing you all the highlights and updates from that next Thursday on Texas Huddle at 6. Until then, everyone, have a great week.